an aggressive increase in deforestation.
Look, another deforestation in the Amazon. When will they put an end to it?
Ugh, don't they realize that we should be planting trees instead? It isn't like we were making a storm in a teacup. If they keep on with deforestation, the loss of biodiversity will be even greater than it already is.
I believe the primary issue is the use of fossil fuels. If they don't stop using fossil fuels and instead promote sustainable transportation, we won't be able to mitigate climate change. I mean, the climate crisis.
But that's because of the lack of climate laws. Many companies these days go unpunished and end up doing whatever they want to.
Agreed. Come rain or shine, governments need to take action. We may try to change our everyday habits, like stopping food waste, but they need to act to bring about more substantial change.
I've cut down on my use of plastic. However, we won't solve the problem of marine pollution if the government doesn't punish industries producing single-use items. We need to address issues like that.
Despite the lack of climate laws, we have to weather the storm and call out for action.
I understand, but sometimes I feel like we are chasing rainbows.
I get where you're coming from, but it's our future that is on the line. If we don't call for action now, we won't have another chance. If we want a better future, we'll have to advocate for our rights.
You are absolutely right. Speaking of the future, are we still going to that new vegan cafe? I need to eat more plant-based food. And if we buy from local businesses, we will positively impact our community's economy. And I've also heard they buy all their products from local farmers.
Oh, interesting. We really need to support sustainable agriculture. But there's no way I'm going today. It's raining cats and dogs outside.
Alright, let's take a rain check. Perhaps tomorrow?
Only if you're paying.
So that's a no.